And let me thank all of you for your encouraging words, and they mean a lot for us, especially because we have to do more and more with less and less. So it's very good to know the member states' appreciation of this work that we do. And we now need to disseminate this report and its messages and build awareness around it widely. And as SG mentioned, we will be at, you know, she already discussed at the senior management of the UN level, at the CEB. We will be at the Summit of the Future. We will be at the General Assembly a bit later. And we are hoping also to take the messages to the COP29 and MC14, if it can also could be an opportunity in preparation for the MC14 to come and talk to the WTO membership about this report. So I request my kind request to you to see these opportunities and let us know so we can come and disseminate and bring the messages. Now, I'm also very happy to see that you're also kind of agreeing on the IGE should be, next IGE on e-commerce should be on this environmentally sustainable and inclusive digital future. And this would be a very, very good topic for us to take forward, because we don't want to shelve this book and just keep quiet and start writing a new book. There's a much that we need to do. And I'm here, I'm kind of my plea to you is to look at the environmental impacts on the whole digitalization life cycle. It's the production, the user phase, and the end of life space phase. Because it's a three-legged stool, we cannot address one leg because it will start wobbling. It's like the sustainable development. It's that three-legged stability we need. So I would implore you to look into that, you know, the entire life cycle approach as you develop the IGE topic. And I think I don't want to go towards the circular economy. I think the important point Nepal raised, you said that maybe circular is not attractive. I don't believe so. I think circular is the default position of our species. It's just that we have lost it somewhere. I don't know, when we all grew up, the shoes, the clothes, the school bags, they all got repaired, reused, handed down, and they got thrown only when they're in utter disrepair. And it's not just in developing countries. The developed countries, it's the same. My mother-in-law grew up in UK during war. And to this day, she's reusing, repairing, lamenting when her microwave dies after 30 years of use. So to me, this is the default position. It's like we got lost because of multinational companies, increasingly digital platform, this big, big tech pushing us to use constantly, you know, update our gadgets. So we need to stop it. We have the power. And I think there was a question about the data centers on our chapter. I think I want to emphasize the data centers. I think everybody wants a data center. It's because of the data privacy issues, because of the data security issues, because countries feel, you know, those who don't have massive platforms, they feel that their data is being used by platforms that they cannot use their own data. So unfortunately, everybody is trying to have a data center. And how to address this thing is to build trust around the data. And I implore you, as you know, I think many of you know about the GDC process, and the GDC resolution is coming to a kind of, hopefully to an end. And there is a mandate for the Commission on Science and Technology for Development, that is, my division is a secretariat, to establish a multi-stakeholder working group on developing data governance principles. I think that's the first step of trust building towards on this space. So I really implore all of you to come and bring your experts to that place. And I think there were a couple of you mentioned the technical cooperation. Yes, we will bring the technical the elements of this report to the technical cooperation work we do, especially when we do the e-trade readiness assessment and we support countries to develop your e-commerce strategies. We need to bring the environmental sustainability more and more into that work. So thank you so much.